Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! And pass those Kellogg's sugar pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's sugar pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Bank Books and Hotheads. Hey, kids, listen to the big news. The Kellogg folks have a sweet surprise for you right now in the Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops packages. Cowpokes, look for the Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops package at your grocer that says, coupon inside worth 10 cents on the purchase of three Peter Paul Mounds candy bars. Believe me, that's saving money, and that's good eating. Listen later for more details. In the days of six-gun law, it was a smart man who called in United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles in case of trouble. That's how the famous lawmen met most of their adventures. Once, however, Wild Bill was called in to cover a clever frame-up that kept the two partners action-bound between bank books and hotheads.
Put your little brush down here. Now, move the ladder back here in the corner. Bill's going to be real surprised when he sees I got the office floor all painted. Just a few more feet and I'll be finished. Wee, what a job.
Hey, Jingle, what are you doing?
Hell, howdy, Bill. Oh, I got ambitious and painted the floor while you were gone. Now, don't step on it. It's wet.
So I see. How do you figure to get out of that corner, partner?
Corner? Oh, I'll just... Uh-oh.
Looks like you painted yourself right in a corner, Jingle.
Now, doggone it, how'll I get out?
How about taking your ladder and bracing it across to the windowsill? Then you can crawl out through the window.
Yeah. Oh, why didn't I think of that? Now, here it comes.
That's good. You better leave your two cans of paint hanging on those nails over there.
No, I can carry them. I got two hands.
All right, Jingle. Good luck.
Here I come, laughing and scratching.
You better watch your step, partner. If that ladder slips, you'll spread green paint from here to the post office.
No, nothing to it, Bill. Just like walking a tightrope.
Look out, Jingle. The ladder's going.
Oh, Bill!
All right, Jingles?
Dad blasted. No, I'm not all right. Got seven broken necks, paint running in and out of my ears.
Well, you better get up from there before that paint dries and leaves you stuck to the floor.
Oh, look at me. I got more paint on me than any place else.
Yeah. You better go down to the barber shop and have Ching Lo pour a barrel of turpentine in the bathtub. You'll have to soak for about a week.
That's the last time I'll ever lay hand to a paintbrush.
Don't give up so easy, partner.
Hey, Bill. Look, they're putting up a new sign over the bank.
Yeah. It says First National Bank of St. Louis, Santa Fe branch.
Oh, what do you reckon it means, Bill?
Well, looks like they sold it.
Good. Now maybe old Rip Cherney will leave town and we'll get a banker in here that'll be nice to people.
Cherney's not the most sociable gent we know, that's a fact.
He sure ain't. Let's go down and find out about it.
All right, I'm kind of curious about it myself.
Maybe this accounts for the way old Rip's been acting towards young Doug Douglas lately.
How's that, Jingle?
Well, Doug's a teller in the bank, you know.
Yeah.
And for the past week, Rip Cherney's been looking over his shoulder every time he's waiting on a customer, just like he didn't trust Doug.
Where'd you hear that?
From Pap Douglas. We were playing checkers the other night, and Pap was so worried about young Doug that, Pap, I beat him three games straight.
What's he worried about?
Well, Doug's kind of hot-headed, and Pat's afraid he'll call Cherney's hand.
Hold it, partner. Sounds like he's doing it right now. Come on.
You're right, Bill. They're in a Rochester fair.
All right, you two, hold it. Cherney, Doug, hold it, I said.
Yeah, simmer down before this leads to gun smoke.
Well, it's a good thing you showed up, Hickok. This hot-headed young bandit was threatening to kill me.
I'll show you who's a bandit. If you don't lay off this snooping over my shoulder, I will kill you.
You heard him, Hickok. You heard him threaten my life.
Well, that does it. I've had enough. I quit.
Now, hold on, Doug. Don't get hasty.
No, don't stop him, Jingles. But I'll hold you two lawmen responsible to see that he doesn't leave town till I check his books.
I'll go where I figure to when I'm ready, Cherney, and nobody's going
to
stop me.
Right now, Doug, you better head out to your ranch and let Pat throw a bucket of cool water on your head.
I'm going to have Rhines check the books tonight, Hickok, and you and Jingles had better be here.
Now, what do you want us here for, Cherney?
Two things. That young coyote threatened my life, and I demand protection. And if his books are short, I'll expect you to have him in jail before sunup.
Sagebrush, Charlie, there's going to be double barrels sweet eating among the wranglers.
Yes, kids, right now there's a swell coupon in the sugar corn pops packages at your grocer's. Now, tell Mom to look for the sugar corn pops package that says right on the front of the box, coupon inside worth 10 cents on the purchase of 3 Peter Paul Mounds candy bars.
Imagine you get a coupon worth 10 cents on the purchase of 3 Mounds candy bars, and at the same time, you're getting to enjoy those good Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Golden puffs of corn shot with sugar.
And say, Panhandle, Mounds is the best like coconut candy in all the world. Mounds are big bars, twice as much, twice as good, twice as fresh. Money can't buy better candy.
No siree. And when you get the sugar corn pops package that says right on the front of the box, coupon inside worth 10 cents, you can use that coupon to save 10 cents on the purchase of those delicious Peter Paul Mounds.
So, kids, ask Mom to get the Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops package with the 10-cent free Mounds coupon inside. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles arrived at the bank just in time to turn a surefire shooting into a stalemate. They put Doug Douglas on his horse and started him on his way to his ranch, then turned to leave Rip Cherney.
I think you're being kind of hard on Doug, Cherney.
Yeah, we've known Doug and old Pap Douglas for a good span of years. Ain't never heard nothing bad about either one of them.
Uh-huh. Well, don't talk until you know what you're talking about. The St. Louis Bank's auditor is coming to go over our books tomorrow. And if there's any money missing, there's Hob to pay. I can't be too careful.
Yeah, but you're jumping before you're stuck.
Never mind, Jingles. Oh. We'll be here when Cherney and his bookkeeper check those books tonight.
You'd better keep an eye on that young hothead in the meantime, Hickok.
In the meantime, I've got to figure out a way to get 6 coats of green paint off of Jingles. Doug will be all right. Come on, partner, head for the barbershop.
Now, Bill, you ain't really thinking of soaking me in a bathtub full of turpentine, are you?
You both think you're in a bathtub full of turpentine by the time I get through with you. Now the stage is set. I've got to work fast. Rhines, where are you?
Right here, Mr. Cherney.
Huh? Oh, hiding behind the door again, eh?
I thought I'd better hear everything.
And did you?
I heard everything. It was neatly done, Mr. Cherney. The timing of the row with young Douglas, his threat with Marshal Hickok as witness, neatly done. Everything will fall right into place.
Then come into my office. We have plans to make. You have work to do.
It's already done, I believe.
What?
You refer to the books, I presume.
Certainly. What else?
Now, they're all prepared. I have only to enter the business handled by young Douglas today, with a few adjustments, and they're ready.
You're sure? Hickok's smart. There can't be any slip.
The books are flawless, and in young Douglas' own handwriting. You know, I pride myself on my work.
All right, then. Hickok and Jingles will be here tonight, and I'll let them in the front door. Watch for them and wait until I've shown them the book.
I understand.
And be careful where you point that gun before you pull the trigger.
Don't worry, Mr. Cherney. My aim will be perfect. Perfect.
Too hot. That turpentine's stinging like 60. Oh, redder than a basket of beets.
Yeah, with green stripes. Should have done all this at Christmas time, Jingles. We could have used you for a Christmas tree.
Oh, now you quit hooroaring me, Bill Hickok.
All right, Jingles. I guess that's all the paint you're going to get off today. The rest will just have to wear off.
Yeah, well, I run around for 3 weeks looking like I had green measles.
Come on, get your duds on. I'll meet you down at the cafe for supper.
Now, Bill, while I'm finishing up this third steak, tell me one thing.
What's that, Jingles?
Just how come Cherney wants us to look at those books tonight?
Well, I tell you, partner, he's inferring that Doug Douglas has been embezzling the bank's money and juggling the books to cover it up.
Could he do that, Bill?
It's been done before. You ready to go now?
Yeah, but I'm going to take some of this salt with me.
What for?
So that when we look at them books and prove Doug's innocent, I can put some salt on him and make that Mick Cherney and his bookkeeper eat him page by page.
Best thing to do in a case like this is to look and listen, partner.
Doggone it, Bill. A thing like this would break old Pap Douglas's heart. Why, for him, the sun rises and sets in that boy.
Sure it does. That's why I say look and listen. If he's innocent, we've got to prove it.
Yeah, and if he's guilty, we've got a rotten chore to do when we go out and pick him up.
One thing at a time, Jingles. Yeah, I see the lights on back in Cherney's office.
Yeah, I sure don't like this a little bit.
Well, Hickok, I'm glad you showed up. Come in, gents.
Bill, he's locking the door.
Sure. Always keep the bank locked.
Anybody else have a key, Mr. Cherney?
Only my bookkeeper, Rhines. He works on the books at night. Go right on back to my office.
Then I expect you'll be busy tonight with the new auditor coming tomorrow.
No, he's all through with him. And I have some mighty interesting things to show you, Marshal. Here we are. Take chairs. I'll sit back at my desk over here.
These are the books you were talking about?
Yeah. Look at this one. Now, you know ledgers and journals, Hickok.
Mm-hmm.
Those figures have been juggled. And you know it. To the tune of over $3,000.
But how do you know Doug did it?
What? In his handwriting. Here are plenty of samples with his name on them for comparison.
Let me see those.
Sure, Hickok. Take a good look.
Well, how about it, Bill? Are they the same?
Sorry to say, it looks like they are, Jingles.
Sure they are. And now it's your sworn duty to go out and arrest Doug Douglas, Hickok. He's threatened to kill me, and I won't breathe easy till he's safe in jail.
Get out, both of you!
Bill, you reckon that was Doug shooting?
Sure it was. He was trying to kill me. Look here, Hickok. That slug hit the wall right by my head.
Let's see if we can get him first.
No. Look here where it hit. He's trying to get me, I tell you.
You see anything, Bill?
No, partner, not a sign of anybody.
Cherney! What's happened? Mr. Cherney!
Now, who in the thunder's that?
It's Rhines, my bookkeeper. I'll go let him in.
Ask him if he saw anybody running out there in the dark.
He'd have been the first to run. He's scared to death of guns.
Cherney, are you all right? I heard a shot.
Did you see anybody?
Yeah. Man jumped on his horse and rode like 60 out the south road. Was it Douglas? Did he hit you?
No. Now get hold of yourself, Rhines.
Is the plan working?
Perfectly.
I said it would be perfect.
You almost shaved me with that slug.
Yeah, perfect. So far, so good.
Well, you heard him, Hickok. A man jumped on his horse and hightailed it out the south road. You know where that leads to.
Yes, Cherney, I know.
Yeah, we know what you're saying. It leads right out to Pat Douglas's ranch.
That's right. And you'd better get on it before Douglas' trail gets cold.
All right, Cherney, we'll bring him in.
We'll wait right at the jail. I want to see him behind bars before he gets another chance to kill me.
He'll be there.
And you don't need to get in such a lather about it. I ain't convinced he's guilty yet.
Come on, Jingle. I want to have a look around outside first.
All right, Bill. I reckon I better go fetch the horses, but I'm telling you, my heart ain't in it.
There you are, Rhines. The whole thing's working like a clock.
I don't think I like Hickok's looking around before he rides. He's famous for reading signs.
Well, what difference does it make now? He's going to the Douglas Ranch, and he has to pass the overhanging rock.
Yeah, that's true.
And the moonlight's good there. You have one more play to make, Rhines, and our plan's complete. It's a cinch.
Yeah, one more play. Two quick gunshots and two men will fall from their saddles in the moonlight. Everything will be perfect. It's as you say, a cinch. Hey,
Hey, partners, Kellogg's sugar corn pops sure are tops. Why, they're ready sweetened golden nuggets of corn that you can eat out of the bowl as a rip-snorting cereal, or you can eat them out of the box as a rootin'-tootin' snack. Kellogg's sugar corn pops have been shot with sugar. That means they're ready sweetened, ready set to eat. Buy the handful right out of the box or out of the bowl as a cereal in the morning. Just pour on milk or cream. No sugar needed.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now, sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out, popping into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are pops.
And kids, remember, for an extra sweet treat, ask Mom to get you the sugar corn pops package that says on the front of the box, coupon inside worth 10 cents on the purchase of 3 Peter Paul Mounds candy bars. You'll save 10 cents when you buy 3 of those good Mounds bars. Don't miss the Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops package with the free 10-cent Mounds coupon.
While Bill was silent as the two partners rode south from town toward the Douglas Ranch, Jingles wasn't having much to say either, for he had no taste for the job they had ahead of him.
Doggone it, Bill. This is the longest ride I ever took, and it ain't but 5 miles from town.
I know, Jingles, but there's the overhanging rock ahead. Douglas Ranch is just beyond it.
Yeah, but I wish we'd never get there. Bill, you really think Doug embezzled money from the bank?
What I think's got nothing to do with it, Jingles. It's what we can prove that counts. Get around the back!
No, no, hey, what you doing?
Over the rock, Jingles. Let him have it. Scare him out.
Now, who in the thunder's that? Let's get him, Bill.
Hold it, partner. Hold it. Let's get up to the spot where the shot came from. Get up there, Buckshot.
You too, Joker. Start climb. Bill, you sure saved our necks when you pushed Buckshot into us.
I saw the moonlight hit a gun barrel. I figured there wasn't much time.
Well, this is about where he was. Whoop, hold
yeah, hoo, Buckshot, hoo. Well, the ground's roughed up right here. Better strike a match, Jingles.
Just a second.
Yeah, good. Now look for empty shells.
Oh, I get it. You're looking for something to match with the one you found out in back of the bank.
Yeah, I got him. I got him right here. The man in town shot a Cherney with a .45. This Jasper used a rifle to cut down on us.
He's sure all set for us, whoever he was.
Jingles, you're right. The point is, he knew we were coming down this road just about now.
I reckon he did.
All right, hit the saddle, partner. We got to get young Douglas and get back to town, and fast. Call them, Jingles.
No, I'll wake them up if they're sleeping in the South 40. Hey, Douglas! Come on, you old leather-covered skeleton! Get out of that hay and open this door.
Yeah, I ain't into hay, you big sack of meal, and the door's open.
Well, you must have been standing behind it all the time.
Sure I was, but me and Doug didn't know who you was till you opened your big bazoo. Howdy, Wild Bill.
Evening, Pap. Where's Doug?
Well, here I am, Bill. I reckon you didn't just drop out for a game of checkers, did you, Jingles?
No, Pap, we didn't.
Didn't reckon you did.
You ready to ride, Doug?
You put me under arrest, Wild Bill?
No, Doug. Just asking you to ride back to town with us.
Doug told me all about his ruckus today, Wild Bill. You ain't thinking that my boy is dishonest, are you?
No, Pap. But I need him, and I haven't got much time.
Go with Wild Bill, son.
Thanks, Pap. We'll see him through this dad-burned mess. Then I'm coming out and whip the britches off of you at a high-roaring game of checkers. Let's go, Bill.
Keep the coffee hot, Pap.
I will, son.
Oh, boy. Oh. It's Attorney. It's Attorney, you there?
Here, Rhines. What happened? You sound scared.
Well, speak up, you little weasel.
I missed.
Missed? You leatherhead. It was a cinch.
Well, with Hickok, you never have a cinch, I found out.
Now what?
We better take the money and ride.
No. No, I got a better idea.
What's that?
We'll wait for Hickok to bring Douglas into jail. He didn't see you.
No.
Good. Now, if we run, he'll know our game. If we don't, it'll throw him off his guard.
Then we let him jail Douglas.
Yeah. Then we'll have all night to get away.
Listen. Horses coming from the south.
Yeah. Now, it's them. Sure as shooting. I told Hickok we'd be here waiting. So here we stay.
The plan don't seem so perfect now. I hope it works.
Just keep your trap shut. I'll run the bluff.
There they are, Bill, waiting like buzzards.
Ah, so you got him, Hickok.
Yeah, attorney, we got him. All right, lock him up, Jingle.
Well, I'm coming in, too. I want to see him behind bars.
All right, Cherney, there he is. You satisfied?
I'm satisfied for the moment, but I'll be better satisfied when his trial comes up in court. Come on, Rhines. At least we can get a good night's sleep tonight.
All right, Jingles, let's go.
Sure, Bill.
But don't lose them. Be careful, partner. They've got to lead us to the money and a six gun and a rifle before we grab them.
There they go, Bill, around back of the bank.
At least they're still together. All right, come on.
We can cut back at the barbershop, Bill.
Good idea. Through here.
Two horses are trying to get away.
Hold up, Jingles. Take it easy from here on.
Bill, the snare horse has been running. He's lathered up.
Yeah, and there's a rifle in that scabbard, Jingles. Get it.
Steady, boy. Got it.
Good. Now get on the other side of this door. They're coming out.
I'm ready, Bill.
Quiet. All right, Cherney, reach.
But you too, you little weasel.
Cherney, it's Hickok.
Yeah, wise guy. I'll take that sack of money.
You take this, Marshal.
Bill, a hideout gun.
That's your last play, Cherney.
Yeah, Bill, this little Gila monster's packing a .45 almost as big as he is.
Then that wraps it up, Jingles.
Oh, you can't prove a thing, Hickok. I run this bank. I've got a right to be carrying money. That's all you got on me.
That's where you're wrong, Cherney. Your plan was too perfect.
Too perfect? I don't understand, Marshal.
It all fit too well, Ryan. You forged the books in Doug's handwriting, you fired the shot at Cherney and tried to ambush us. These cartridges in my pocket and your gun will prove that.
In other words, you two hyenas outsmarted yourselves. Now you're going to jail, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if young Doug was made president of the bank.
He won't be if you don't go let him out of that cell, Jingle.
Nay, that's right. And I promised to go out and whip his pappy at checkers in the morning. But I ain't going to do it.
Why not, partner?
I just got a sneaking hunch his barn needs painting about now, and I ain't going out till it's been done. You ain't getting me in no more bathtubs of turpentine as long as I live.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Friday, Andy and I'll be back with a real action story about rustlers.
You bet we will. With both guns blazing as Wild Bill and Jingles tackle the Blue Valley Rustlers.
So long, kid.
See you Friday.
Here's the way to give the family a pleasant surprise at breakfast tomorrow. Put a Kellogg's Variety Pack on the table and let everyone select his own breakfast. See how much fun it is for all of you. Try this once and you'll make it a regular routine at your house. In Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll find 10 individual generous-sized packages, each fresh packed to you, of your favorite Kellogg's cereals, such as Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes, or Sugar Pops. Look for Kellogg's Variety Pack next time you shop.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Forrest Lewis and Jack Moyle. Our director is Paul Pierce. Story by Larry Hayes. Music by Dick Oram. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Thank you. Thank you.